The NBA playoffs get underway this weekend, and for the first time in a long while, Sixers fans will not be on the sidelines. Following a string of losing seasons, the team is finally competing. What changed? WHYY's Aaron Mozell explains the process.
The Sixers have stunned a lot of basketball fans this year. Just two seasons ago, the team flirted with the worst record in the NBA. Now, they're not just limping into the playoffs, they're galloping.
Here's Simmons, McConnell, Holmes slamming for two.
To understand how the Sixers reached the postseason, we have to rewind to 2013. That year, the franchise hired a new general manager, Sam Hinkie. Right away, it was clear he wanted to do things differently. Here he is during an early press conference discussing his approach to rebuilding the team.
We should try to keep our end goal in mind, which is to build a championship caliber team in Philly. That won't come overnight.
Hinkie said winning games in the short term was less important. In fact, the Sixers intentionally signed bad players so the teams would lose. A lot. If you're not a basketball fan, you're probably scratching your head right now. But in the NBA, the worst teams get to pick first in the draft. And so by tanking season after season, the franchise got a crack at signing superstars season after season. The kind of players a team needs to win a title. Guys like point guard Ben Simmons and center Joel Embiid. The strategy became known as the process. And at first, it was a tough sell for a lot of people. Spike Eskin co-hosts a popular podcast about the Sixers. He says some people could never get behind the process. They thought it was wrong, even immoral, for a pro basketball team to not even try to win. And Eskin says fans didn't want to watch a terrible team.
Sports are there for us to be happy. You know, they are a leisure activity that is supposed to be exciting. And when the team loses, there's very little exciting about that. And I understand the frustration.
It also wasn't the best time to be one of the team's broadcasters. Mark Zumoff is the play-by-play announcer for NBC Sports Philadelphia. He says he often had to dig deep into his notes to keep things entertaining.
You might be down 25 points and it's the fourth quarter and you're literally at that point not describing the action. Instead, you might have several possessions, three, four, five at a time, where you're telling a story or you're into a discussion with your partner. Because as a broadcaster, you're trying to salvage the situation and you hope that you can keep the audience interested because the game is no longer a game, it's a blowout.
Things started getting better in 2016. The Sixers still lost a lot, but it seemed for the first time that the process might actually be heading in the right direction. Around that time, even casual fans started embracing the rebuilding plan. The phrase, trust the process, first uttered in an ESPN interview, became the team's motto and a viral hashtag on social media. And yet, few could have predicted what's happened this season. The Sixers have one of the top playoff seeds in the Eastern Conference after winning more than 50 games, something they haven't done since Allen Iverson was on the team.
Last call for season ticket members. Running out of time. Flagpole entrance is where you want to get in.
Before a recent game against the Cleveland Cavaliers, lines snaked outside the Wells Fargo Center before tip-off. Olney resident Cynthia Griffin says she supported the Sixers even when they were awful, but she couldn't be happier the team has turned things around.
Every season was kind of like a nail biter. You was on the edge of your seat. You was tense. Now you just be relaxed, watching the game, enjoying the game. It's like a party.
And she's got high hopes for the Sixers.
Right now, the city is a winning city. You know, we had the Eagles, then Villanova. So now it's our turn to bring the parade to Center City.
A few years ago, that would have sounded delusional. These days, not so much. Fans have trusted the process, and it paid off. Now, they're putting their trust in the team it made. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.